My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Amazingly, I have actually been doing this podcast now for more than 10 years. When you look back over the 10 years, there's probably maybe 3, possibly 4 minutes worth of good content that I put out on my podcast. Anyway, well, today it is kind of loosely New Tech Day for me, in the sense that I'm going through and kind of updating, removing, getting rid of some of the older tech in my office, my space. You know, there's things that are universal in my life that I've had for ages. I have a Canon IPS plotter that I've had for probably 4 years now that I probably will never get rid of. And I have a laser printer outside my office that the whole house uses that I probably will never get rid of. But the rest of the stuff in my office frequently rotates, rotating in the sense of upgrading computers, upgrading monitors, so on and so forth. And one of the things that I've been looking at this year is, you know, how do I get rid of some of the clutter? If you've ever seen a picture of my office, and if you log into my blog on occasion, I do share pictures of my office. My office is a little bit of a clutter fest. And a clutter fest is a nice way of really saying my office is a mess. There are way too many moving pieces in my office, as it were. But neither here nor there. The new tech stuff that I'm looking at today is the reality of 5G. And I should note that I am an employee of Verizon Corporation. So what follows next is, in fact, my opinion, not necessarily the opinion of Verizon, but it is my opinion. However, as an employee of Verizon, I do have a slightly different view. I got the new MiFi device. Now, Verizon is shipping a MiFi, you know, throughout the entire U.S., but the new MiFi device is a significant improvement. First of all, you know, you've got a really well-integrated LTE antenna. We can argue the reality of Swiss Army knife versus, you know, core or single-function devices. In the case of bandwidth and management, things like that, the MiFi puck is critical. It's something that I think, you know, it really doesn't get the credit that it deserves. The MiFi puck that I have today, you know, gives me LTE service, and then when I go downtown in Washington, D.C., I get 5G. One device, it can go back and forth between 5G and LTE easily. It also lets me offload so that I don't end up with burden put on my iPad or my cell phone as a hotspot, because, you know, the one thing about those when they act as a hotspot is that loses you the ability to easily answer the phone, things like that. I often, you know, use my cell phone for calls, you know, and those who know me well see me walking around the neighborhood I live in the evenings with my headset on a conference call at 6-7 o'clock at night. It is what it is. You know, you live the life you live, right? But the reality is the MiFi device is an incredible addition to my toolkit, and I've really been enjoying, you know, using it and having it. So that's it for Verizon devices. And again, I do work for Verizon Corporation, so in best sense of humble brag, you know, that's be aware of the fact that I do have some vested interest in the success of the MiFi device. The other new tech thing that I'm looking at right now is this concept, and it's kind of interesting for me, and I'm going to spend my next podcast kind of diving into it, so I'll kind of end this podcast here. So my next podcast will be similar in the sense that it's new tech, but I want to take a look at something else. Anyway, you've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Scott Anderson.